Well, I didn't know anything about it until I came into school this morning because I hadn't heard the news, and it was brought to my attention by the principal of the school that two teachers were to lose their jobs, and these children in the special classes were to be taken out of those classes and put into mainstream. I couldn't believe it. I was just floored because these children, there's four in one class and there could be three or four in another class. These children really need individual attention. This is why they were put into these classes, to help them along. And these children are very, very happy where they are. Now, what the department is looking to do is to remove these children, put them into a mainstream class where there's already 20 to 25 children. These are going to be put into a classroom. These children are just going to be swamped, you know, they're going to feel so lost and out of place. Do you know? And I can imagine the fear it's also going to, you know, come upon these children because of the change.
Yeah.
They are not going to be able for it. They will never survive it. And I also feel so, so sorry for the teachers.
Yeah. Well, to come back to the children themselves, Tina, now you actually teach some of these children.
I work in a classroom with a teacher. I am a special needs assistant in a classroom assigned to one child that has ADH.
Yeah. And how does that work, that you're actually in the mainstream classroom but with this one child?
Well, the teacher needs me in that class because the child can be so disruptive at times. So when I'm there, it means I can remove her if she's having a bad day. You know, so it allows the teacher to get on with the class without too many disruptions.
Mm. And how difficult is it for you to relate to this child? Because that kind of behaviour, it must be really difficult to cope with.
Well, I've had a lot of training, obviously, over the years. I'm working with children with special needs for the last 8 years. You know, the child I'm with at the moment, I'm with her for the last 2 years. So it's been a challenge, but it's been a really, really nice one. And I have a very good relationship with the child, with her mother. You know, so it's okay. It's working.
So when she goes now back into the mainstream class,
this child that I'm with is actually in a mainstream.
Yeah, but I mean, when she's going to be there without you, or will she be there?
She will leave primary school this year, and she goes on then to secondary school. What their plan is, I don't know if they have a plan in place for her, but she is going to definitely need somebody.
Right. Now, to come back to the children who are currently in primary school, who are going to lose the special needs teachers, how are they going to cope? You said you feel that they're going to be swamped. How will they cope?
I don't know. They won't cope. I can't see it ever working, you know, because it will mean there'll be constant disruption. These children are very, very slow learners. They need a lot of one-to-one attention, you know. So you're talking about giving a child 15, 20 minutes for each subject on its own or on their own. So what's the class going to do when the teacher's doing this? The rest of the children. So everybody is going to be affected. The teacher, the mainstream class, especially the child.
Yeah.
Or the children.
Yeah. And what do you think it will do to the children?
I can only imagine what it will do to their confidence, you know, and their esteem, their self-esteem, you know. And I mean, it's difficult enough for these children being where they are at the moment because they already know they have difficulties.
Hmm.
You know, without being brought into an environment now where they just won't be able to cope.
Yeah.
And their parents as well.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to ask you about the parents. Will they be able to supplement some of the attention that's been given to the child by the teachers?
No. A lot of these parents work and they have to work. And they won't be able to give them the special attention that the teachers in my school have.
Now, when you think about the cuts that are being made, what would you, if you had an opportunity now to talk to the minister, what would you say?
I'm just so, so angry. I can't believe it's even in the equation that they're talking about these cuts. You know, you're talking about young children's lives, our future. Do you know? And if these are not going to get the education they need, where can they go? You know, this is 2009. Where are these children going to go? You know, if I look back 10 years, you know, 20 years, how many of our children left the country, had to leave the country? We don't want to lose our children. We need to keep them in our own country, and they need to be in their own homes.